the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
So we're going to develop a working definition of meditation. The Bible uses meditation. When the Bible talks about meditation, it uses it as a deep contemplation. Turning over and around in your mind to gain greater understanding and to be changed by the truth of God's word. So I'm going to take, let's break it a little further now. Yeah, we're going to break all of that says a little further so you can understand it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Okay, we're going to meditate on that now. How we do that? You just can't just say it and just forget it. You now have to say it and keep what? Saying it until you start to believe it. So you got to say it and continue to say it until you believe it. The first time you say something doesn't necessarily you believe it. It's just lips. And we are good as church people. You know one thing with us church people? We like to just repeat something like a parrot, but we don't have no understanding of it. I'm going to come over this friendly side. We like to just repeat like a parrot. You know, we just say it, but we don't have no understanding or believe what we're saying. We hear it at church, so we just repeat it. It's like people hear it at church. My God shall supply all my need. So when they broke, guess what they said? My God shall supply all my need. And they still remain what? Broke. Can trick me in church. I'm not going to follow that. I need to understand why that scripture says that. Because you know why the scripture said? We don't read the other verse at preceding. My God shall supply all my need. It was people that give. They trust God. And they give to God. They move by faith. And now they're operating that. And they says, no, my God will supply everything that I need. They didn't wait till they're broke and say that. It's not good. I'm just trying to raise all those little things that we hear so you can see God and get things from God. Enjoy God before you go to heaven. You need to enjoy God before you go to heaven. People, here's another thing. The only way we're going to enjoy God is when we die. No way. You know people saying, oh man, heaven is this great. Heaven is this. In heaven, no pain. In heaven, no sickness. In heaven, no sorrow. In heaven, no worry. And we can go down the whole list. And we don't believe one thing. All we say, we don't believe it. I can prove it. Because if you really believe it, you'll be saying, Lord, take me, take me. The prayer will be, Lord, take me, take me. Lord, take me. Take me now. Are you kidding me? If you really, really believe that, you don't want to stay here. You know I'm talking truth this morning. So we got to get the reality of what we say and know it and understand it. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, God, you says this. So I got to stay with that one verse until I get it, until I start to experience it before I try to move to something out. Got to get one. Get that in your spirit. Look at Joshua 1 now to back up what I just said. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Spiritual meditation. Joshua 1. Verse 8.
Let's read what it says.
Let's read together. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to what? To do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
How do I get it? It says you got to take the word,
meditate what? Day and night.
So you have to be in, you have to say it then. Because it didn't say, put it in your heart, this one. It says in your what?
Mouth.
You got to hear yourself saying it. You got to hear yourself what? Saying it. Don't let the devil shut you up. You gotta repeat it to who? To yourself. Say so you ought to do that when day and night. Let's look at it. It says, the book, the word, shall not leave your mouth, but you shall what? Meditate. Go over it, through it. And the Hebrew word here for meditation, a way to get it, it's like chewing a bubble gum. So you can get the understanding. If you put a bubble gum in your mouth and just chew it one time, you don't get anything. Amen. You just taste it. But you know, continuous chewing it over and over and over, you're getting what? All the juice, the taste out of it until it becomes so fresh, you spit it out. When you spit it out, you get all that it has. That's what meditation of the word means. Day and night, over and over and over and over and over and over, over and over, until you get all of it. You see it. Meditate on the word. You will not do it until you meditate on it. You hear me now? You will not what? Do it until you meditate on it. Meditate in it day and night. Now, when you do that, you observe now what it says. And then you can what? Do. Come on, Johnny. When you meditate on it, you see it now. Who? And when you see it, then you can what? Do it. So that's why I spend time to teach here. And not just to make you feel good. I want you to feel good because you see it. Oh. That's all. That's a feel good I want you to. You was here, man, and you see it. Ooh, I feel. Ooh, man, I'm ready to go do it. And you go do it and get the result. And you start to light up my phone like that. No, I'm going to wake you guys up here this morning. You start to get my phone. It's ringing. And what? You're so excited. Pastor, guess what? I just got this thing. I believe God for it. I've been working on it. And now I got it. It works. How do I know when I really truly meditate? When I'm consumed by it. You know when you meditate? You're not meditating until you consume. You have to be consumed by that word. You have to be consumed by what you're going after. I consume by the word of God. When you are consumed with what you read, then you will see what it says and you will now do it. And nobody can change you. No matter what they say. You don't, if it was a sickness you have, and you meditate and you're healing, and you stay there, meditate and you're healing, and doctor tell you, I don't know, doctor, you can't know. You don't see what I see. I see something that you have no spiritual eyes to see that. You're looking at a physical instrument, but I'm looking at a spiritual instrument. And in that spiritual instrument, I see myself. I see myself healed. I see myself rejoicing again. I see myself back in my church. I see myself doing the things that I cannot do. I'm consumed by it. Why? Because you're meditating it. You keep going over it. You're speaking it day and night. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Psalm 69, verse 9. I'm consumed by it. I'm eaten up by it. You got to get here. Let's read Psalm 69, verse 9. Let's read it together. Because the zeal of your house has eaten me up. And the reproaches of those who reproach, you are fallen. Watch this here. Hear what David says. It was good when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He didn't say that one time. He said it a lot of time. And then he writes in Psalm 69, because he was saying it a lot of time. He writes in Psalm 69. He says, because the zeal of your house, God, heated me up. You see, now he says, I have to be in your house every day. The zeal of your house has eaten me up. I'm consumed by it. So he cannot stay out of it. Can't stay out of it. Can we say that? So the morning, the zeal of God's house is eating us. The dish calling you now. I'm not going to stay here and wash no dishes. I'm going to church. All right? The clothes calling you. The washing machine calling you. You got to go to work tomorrow. You have no. I'm still not going to wash them. I'm going to church. I'm talking practical thing here this morning. That will help you. All of these things is calling you. Sunday morning. Walmart is calling you. You actually see the aisle and you see the stuff on that aisle that you want. You see it. You see it from your house. You know I'm talking good here. You can see the aisle. You can see the stuff you want on that aisle. It's calling you. You don't just walk in the store and stumble. No, you know exactly where it's at. You know exactly where you're going. You know exactly where it's located. And you're going to get it. You're going to get it. That's why David, none of those things could distract him. Because he knows what he's going to get in the house of God. When you know what you're going to receive when you walk in this house, nothing can distract you. Just get me to the house. Just get me to the house. I remember, give you an example that you can say that was real. You know, when COVID was at its height, killing so many people, man, I get hit with it, you know, in a real way. Not the play way now. The one that to kill you. Because my doctor said, you have COVID pneumonia. I said, I have? He said, yeah. And then fear hit me. So I have to start to pray now. That's all I can do, pray. God, you call me. God, I got work to do. God, you are my healer. You got to heal me. And that thing was raging in my body. And it started to take all my strength, take all my muscles. And I found out that I can't walk.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.